the nation's manufacturing sector is showing signs of life, and that's a change from the last few years when manufacturing companies have eliminated more than 2.5 million jobs. Western New York State is one area that's been hit hard, but a businessman there is trying to change that by finding value in companies that others have written off. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Chris Collins is a man on the move.
This is the warehouse. We store our raw materials. Our finished product comes up. We store them until the homeowner or the construction manager is ready for them to be delivered. And then
one by one, Collins has bought up substantial interest in nearly a dozen businesses in this part of New York State. Many of the companies are old-line manufacturing firms which have hit on hard times. On this morning, Collins is visiting one of his companies, Block Manufacturing, a custom cabinet maker in Rochester. He purchased Block at a bankruptcy court auction. Collins also owns part of another company located right next door, Oakwood Manufacturing, which makes custom wood doors. He says he feels good he's been able to help keep people working in this part of New York State.
I can look at almost every company I'm involved with today, and there's well over 600 employees, and those are 600 families that would not have jobs, or if they did, they wouldn't be those jobs. So I feel good that I have given back to the community in that respect.
But Chris Collins isn't a philanthropist. He expects every company he invests in to make money, and he says there are a number of things he considers before deciding whether to invest in a business. One thing Collins looks for is a clearly defined market niche, something he says is more important than ever in an era of global competition.
Foreign competition is a concern. Obviously, then the next thing would be technological obsolescence, the threat of technology, what can it do? So obviously, we want to look at the threat of technology. The other thing is, what's the collateral that's behind the business I'm investing in?
Collins never buys more than 50% of a company. That helps limit his liability. But more importantly, he says, it gives his partners an incentive. And Collins knows something about running a successful business. In his early 30s, he worked for Westinghouse, heading a small division of the company. Westinghouse wound up offering to sell him the business, and at a very young age, Collins found himself personally guaranteeing the $5 million loan needed to buy the company. On his way to visit one of his new businesses, Collins talks nonstop while driving. He says he never even considered he might not succeed.
I was so leveraged it didn't matter. And I said to myself, if it fails, and I didn't think it would for a minute, but it would be a heck of a learning experience that I took a shot at the American dream, bought a division from a major corporation, did my best to make it work, and if it failed, I was confident I could go get another job.
For Collins, that shot at the American dream paid off. After 14 years running the business, he sold it for $10 million. Collins briefly tried his hand at politics, losing a bid for a congressional seat, but wound up returning to what he knew best, manufacturing, where he has been putting money into companies other people don't seem to want. One of his most recent deals was the leveraged buyout of a dinnerware plant in Buffalo, New York. Bob Lubica is Collins' partner.
We were excited to find someone else who was as excited about our vision as we were. And I think that was the biggest thing that grabbed us about Chris, is he came on board, we described to him, showed him our financial plan, showed him our vision of where we were going, and he quickly grasped it, he quickly got excited about it with us, and saw the potential that we saw. And that, to us, was the special part of the relationship.
The 103-year-old dinnerware factory was owned by Oneida and was scheduled to close. But a group of managers from within the company stepped in to buy the business. Collins put up roughly $1 million for a 50% stake in the company. But saving the company, renamed Niagara Ceramics, involved some hard choices. Collins says they had to ask employees to take pay cuts. Wages fell from around $13 to $10 an hour. Medical benefits were cut in half. As he surveys the factory, Collins pauses to say without the concessions, the plant would not have survived.
As I've walked through the factory a few times, I've had people come up and shake my hand and say, thank you for saving the job. They understood the reality was the company was going to close and they would have had no job. And while no one wants to take a reduction in pay, this job is better than not having a job.
Still, a number of former workers didn't make the jump. The new company employs just over 200 people compared to the 350 employed under Oneida. And unlike the old company, the new operation is non-union. Fran Kovalchesky worked at the old company glazing mugs, a job she still holds.
Not too many of us reapplied. And
why do you think that is?
I guess because of the money, the pay loss.
But several months after the takeover, the factory is bustling, making more than 30,000 dinner plates a day for restaurant chains like Applebee's and the Olive Garden. Standing next to a machine moving dinner plates, Colin says he's proud to have been able to help save jobs in Western New York, though he is quick to point out the region will probably never again be the manufacturing powerhouse it was in the past.
I think we can slowly rebuild Western New York, and, you know, we just have to slowly, one by one, bring jobs back. And we can do it, but it's not going to happen overnight. It took a couple generations to destroy this town or to put it into the position we are today. But it can be rebuilt, but it's not going to happen overnight.
Chris Collins has been hailed by some in this area of New York as a savior of manufacturing. Even union officials who weren't happy about being ousted from the plant in the end recommended that employees reapply for their old jobs. They say their hope is that Collins will succeed with his turnaround of Niagara Ceramics, and they will be able to return to again representing employees at the plant. Jack Spear, NPR News.